Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up, brought to you by...
You say that right every time now.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine, and happytrees.co. Okay, no guest today, so it's just us, which I always love. So if you're joining us on Zoom, feel free to go ahead and comment. We'll read them in the chat section, or if you want to unmute yourself, you can also comment that way.
Or call in.
Or call in 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. So we'll get to the fun that some of the Republicans had torturing the FBI over the Biden bribery case. We'll also get to a Trump, the indictment yesterday. Tucker Carlson had an interesting thing, and we'll talk to you about whether he's right. But wanted to start off with, the Representative Luna from Florida introduced a measure on the House today, and this was coming. We all knew this was coming. She's a Republican, to censure Adam Schiff. Basically, for his role in spying on Donald Trump and spending $32 million of taxpayer money.
And lying repeatedly.
To investigate something that he knew was a lie and then lying repeatedly about it. Remember when he said, I've seen the evidence, right? It was all a lie, right? Well, 20 traitorous Republicans voted against censoring Schiff. Right. I mean,
and of course, all the Democrats voted against Marjorie Taylor Greene for God knows what offense.
They don't even care. It's like that's vote to censure. Pick a name, throw it in there. Exactly. And they also had, so let me get my notes here. So two of them just voted present and four didn't vote at all. Now, there's 222 Republican members of the House.
Sort of.
So, I mean, the majority still voted. But in the meantime, though, they didn't have enough of a margin, so it failed. So here's what then Adam Schiff says, right? This is why I hate the stupid establishment Republicans. Today's partisan and failed attempt to censure me is a badge of honor that I will wear proudly. Look what we handed him, you stupid Republicans who voted against this. MAGA Republicans are going after me because I dared to hold Donald Trump accountable. Mm-hmm. They lied about it, and he's still tweeting these lies. These efforts to intimidate me will not succeed. I will always defend the democracy.
Our democracy. You gotta get the right words.
The Democrats' democracy. What the heck is going on with those Republicans? We've got some of the names. I mean, I'll be watching my Twitter. Hopefully we can get them before. But it was Andrew Garbarino from New York, David Joyce out of Ohio, Michelle Fishbach out of Minnesota, Thomas Massey, shocker, out of Kentucky. We'll see if we can get the rest of the names too, but just to let you know, these are the guys who they say one thing when we elect them, and then they go to DC and they become they were beforehand.
There's some logical, principles for not holding members, just censuring and fining members, except it's a one-way street. That's all that happens to Republicans. And then when the Democrats do it, they all said, no Democrats have principles. And then all of a sudden, we're too principled. Right. So the next time a Republican gets flopped off, all the Democrats will censure them, and the Republicans will by and large not. But it's a weaselly coward party. It really is.
And here's the thing. And they were censoring him not for some of the stupid stuff that they censure people for, right? I kind of get that. But this was a guy who knowingly lied, knowingly agreed to spend taxpayer dollars to investigate Trump over something. And even today he's tweeting to hold him accountable. Accountable for what? You guys made it up. The Clinton campaign, with the help of the Obama administration and the deep state, made this stuff up, wasted everyone's time and energy. And I mean, it was just an atrocity what they did. And now Schiff gets to take a victory run thanks to the Republicans. And what is it they think that they gained? I mean, I think it goes back to, and we've talked about this before, they don't care what voters think. They just don't care, right? They could care less. They hate us, right? And they despise us. And, once again, there's the proof. So we'll be watching that, and I'll try to get the names because it can kind of pop back and forth on that. Meanwhile, obviously, everybody knows yesterday Trump was arraigned. Oh, is that Jacob?
No. Am I online?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must.
Oh, okay.
No. Yep. Well, now I have. Now can you hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. I just want to say, did you get that email about Tucker Carlson yesterday?
Yes. And I'm going to talk about that next, too.
Okay.
So.
Then I won't interrupt.
Okay. Jacob, so just so you guys know, I love it when you send me ideas too, and particularly
us ideas.
Yeah, because Chuck always diligently checks.
Returns the calls, but Julie blows them off.
Anyway, just us. If you're going to send them to Chuck, CC me, just a note to anyone who does this. But I'm going to talk about Trump a little bit first, and then we're going to get into Tucker, because I think it's pretty interesting. But Donald Trump, obviously, you know, indicted. It's a first. Well, I guess it's a third, right? And we've still got Georgia and Washington, D.C. to come. They didn't. I was wondering whether they were going to restrict his travel or anything like that. They apparently didn't do anything like that.
No.
And they, of course, ignore the whole Presidential Records Act. They talk about all the pundits, like, oh, they've got the smoking gun of him waving this document. But the FBI doesn't apparently, according to Paul Sperry, even have the document that they're talking about. So he could have been waving who knows what, if it's even true and hasn't been taken out of context, because we know that they would never stoop to lying on an indictment. Or
Adam Schiff and those people. No.
Remember the Mueller indictment against horrible, awful Russians who were trying to interfere with the election?
Yeah.
I mean, they've enlisted names and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you would never do that.
Poroshenko.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, so who believes that anyway? But Trump basically, I think, outlined his main defense, which is largely the Presidential Records Act, which says
that should supersede all of this.
Yeah, it supersedes all of this, so it doesn't make any difference. But he, you know, God bless him, just addressed the nation right afterwards. I mean, if they think they're going to shut him up or shut him down, I think they're mistaken. But Thomas, if we could play the Trump number one soundbite.
If the communists get away with this, it won't stop with me. They will not hesitate to ramp up their persecution of Christians, pro-life activists, parents attending school board meetings, and even future Republican candidates, which they do. We must end it permanently, and we must end it immediately. Now that the seal, so important, is broken, the seal is broken by what they've done. They should never have done this. This was an unwritten rule. You just don't, unless it's really bad. But you just don't. But the seal is now broken. In addition to closing the border and removing all of the criminal elements that have illegally invaded our country, making America energy independent and even dominant again, and immediately ending the war between Russia and Ukraine, I'll have it ended in 24 hours. I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and the entire Biden crime family.
So good for him, you know. And then some of the liberal outlets are saying, that's outrageous. He's threatening Biden. I mean, that's unprecedented. It's like, give me a break. Do you know, it's like, give me a break about that. He's making threats already the place. And then he said something that I think we always need to keep in mind. I mean, I think if you're Ron DeSantis, right? Gavin Newsom's already said he's going to try to indict him, right? I mean, if you're a Republican candidate, they're going to go after you. And, you know, unless you're Mike Pence, but I guess I don't think they.
Well, if Mike Pence became a liability, they'd be happy to indict.
Yeah, they'd be happy to. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But it is more than just going after Trump. As we've said before, and he said before, they're going after all of us too. That's why they need 87,000 IRS agents. Right. Did you read this stuff that they were talking about? Okay, so never mind that the tens of thousands of illegal NSA database searches that the deep state has been doing on American citizens without a warrant. The other thing they're doing is never mind the fact that they went to Bank of America and right. got bank records without a warrant of all kinds of people to see who might have been in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Never mind that they're doing that. They're also buying information. You can buy information from the tech companies, right, that you can use for advertising and things like that. But the FBI and the CIA are apparently buying it too, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. So they're massively spying on the American people. And you got to go, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Well, Trump explains that. If we could have Trump soundbite number two, please.
They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. They want you silent. And I am the only one that can save this nation, because you know they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. And I just happen to be standing in their way, and I will never be moving. On November 5th, 2024, justice will be done. We will take back our country, and we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great job. Thank you.
What do you think? What do you think of his, the speech and the reaction?
I think it's a rallying call. I think it's great. I mean, he's making this about him, and it is about him, and it's about us. So I think it's well done, and they can't stand that you know, they indict him and expect everybody to shiver and shake, and instead they're getting more pushback than they ever imagined.
Right. Well, I think they clearly saw misread the room, and we'll show what happens. So that was Trump's speech that he made after he appeared in the federal courthouse. But today is Trump's 77th birthday. And after the court appearance, he stopped by a restaurant
in Miami
where everybody loved him. Some
Cuban restaurant.
Yeah, some guy, like I said, came and gave him a meatloaf recipe and stuff like that. And of course, now all the media was following him around, I guess, hoping that he would collapse in fear or something.
Somebody from Sky News, which is owned by the Murdochs over in England, came up to him and said, you know, are you prepared to go to jail? And these people around it just screaming at us, get out of here, you effing bitch. We don't want you. And then they escorted her out. I mean, that was great.
But then meantime, though, since CNN and everybody else was in MSNBC, because they had the same reaction, they were following Trump all over the place, right? They were horrified about this reaction. And Jake Tapper has a complete meltdown right after he assured us, because he's losing his show and everything like that, right after he assured us that he's a non-biased, fair,
objective
journalist that we can trust. Yeah. This was his reaction to people actually supporting Donald Trump. If we could please play the the Tapper soundbite.
Setting up lies to the grand jury, to the FBI. Any way you look at this, and again, despite whatever may be going on in that restaurant, this case isn't going to be settled legally in a cafe. It's going to be settled in the court based on the facts and law.
The folks in the control room, I don't need to see any more of that. He's trying to turn it into a spectacle, into a campaign ad. That's enough of that. We've seen it already. Let's go over again the 37 charges that Donald Trump is facing.
Enough of that. Enough of seeing happy Trump supporters. It's like Trump is turning this into a campaign ad. It's like, what? Yeah. Trump? I mean, the Biden administration is using the Department of Justice to indict and potentially lock up the chief political rival. Right. I mean, talk about election interference, and Trump is turning this. I mean, and does he realize what he said? The fact that Trump knows that he can turn this into a campaign ad. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That says a lot to me anyway, don't you think? That it is a campaign ad, because everybody is against what you guys are doing and they support Trump.
Right.
What are you looking for?
I'm just looking at your next...
We don't have that for us for a little bit. Oh, so okay. I'm going to just talk about this. The one thing that we've said before here, and Chuck, you're the lawyer, because he's right, it won't be settled in a cafe.
Well, but the juries do composed of cafe dwellers and everything else. So the extent that the people, 12 people in the jury, represent Miami society, or at least Miami voters, it will make a huge difference. The fact that, you know, if any of those people in that restaurant or similar thinking get on that jury, it's going to be great for Trump.
Well, yeah, we'll see how that. I think the prosecution will be like, no one that we're just going to send the jurors that we want this time. Yeah. We're going to bring them, and they're importing all these people from New York and Washington, D.C., and they're going to coincidentally get all the jury summons there.
Right.
What do you think? Just one more question, then I'll go on to the Tucker Carlson stuff that Jacob cited for me yesterday. But I was wondering, because I know Andrew Weissman is saying, oh, Smith, you've got to move this out of Florida to someplace more objective, like New York or New Jersey, Washington, D.C. Is there a chance, you think, that Tapper will combine the January 6th indictment, which is still to come, with this indictment? Or do you think they just don't really care? They want to indict them all over. They can get them in Washington, D.C. if they don't get them here.
Yeah,
I mean, do you think they'll combine them or no?
No, they won't combine them.
They don't care.
No. Well, I mean, even combine them. I mean, they'll. It's just like prosecutors when they throw 37 counts, right?
Yeah.
They only care if they get one. You know, they don't care about getting the other 36 dismissed. It's a victory. So same with Tapper and all these people. They don't care where they get Trump as long as they get him somewhere.
Right. And well, and again, I always want to remind people too, the 37 counts, most of them are about the same thing. It's just one thing that they've stacked the charges on over right, and over and right. over again. And so even if it were true.
It used to be back in the good old days, and this is the turn of the beginning of the 20th century, various states had laws that you could only bring one charge based on the same factual predicates. And of course, prosecutors get rid of that, and now you have 37, 40, 50, as many as they can throw in there, and hoping to get, if they can't get the jury for them, then at least they can get a compromise verdict and they get two guilty pleas. That's good enough.
Right,
that's
exactly. And I think you're right. And it's wrong that they're able to do that. Like you said, it's the same set of facts, and it's essentially, I mean, with just different documents. So it's not. Anyway, they're stacking the jury there.
They could literally do a million if they wanted to.
Yeah. Well, they could do it for every line of the sentence
or
something like that.
Yes, every word in the sentence.
If they wanted to. Well, so the question then becomes, which we've talked about this a lot, is, and Jacob, now we're getting to your email, why did they do this? Why are they so after Trump? And Tucker Carlson, who is back and he's getting like tens and hundreds of millions of views, right, on his thing on Twitter, way more than Fox. I mean, Fox is still going after the cease and desist kind of thing. But he had an interesting explanation yesterday and said he believes he's pinpointed the exact moment when they decided to do it. And it all has to do, and I'm going to explain this a little bit because I messed up sending one of the sound bites. He believes it's simply because Trump is anti-war and that there's bazillions of dollars being made by both parties for war. And he kind of explains his theory on that. So if we could please play Thomas the Tucker soundbite that we have.
These were the first steps in a process that is designed to put Donald Trump behind bars for the rest of his life. Cable News carried every moment of it live. It's unprecedented, they told us, with what looked like shock. But they weren't shocked. They knew this was coming. Everyone who's paid attention knew it was. What just happened was always going to happen. It's been inevitable since February 16th, 2016. That's the day Donald Trump made a blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history, which would be the federal government. Despite what you may remember, it wasn't anything that Trump had said about immigration or trade with China or rapists from Mexico. Those are the stories that dominated the headlines that year. Trump's a racist, they screamed. Stop him! But inside Washington, that was just noise. None of it really rated. Identity politics doesn't mean much to permanent Washington. What matters, then and now, is foreign policy. The invasions and occupations and proxy wars. The decisions that determine which global populations will thrive and which will die. The policies that come with trillion-dollar price tags. The ones that, over time, have made the counties around D.C. the richest suburbs in the world. In Washington, that's what actually matters. And it's obvious when you look carefully. When there's a debate about anything else, for example, the debt ceiling, both sides take their assigned positions and they start yelling. But when Congress decides to start a war, no matter how foolish or counterproductive or obviously disconnected from America's core interests that war may be, when that happens, the leaders of both parties automatically jump behind it like circus clowns. And then they stay there, sometimes for decades. They defend that war relentlessly against all evidence until somebody finally rings the all-clear bell and they can begin to admit that actually, maybe it wasn't such a great idea. We meant well, but it just didn't work out. The good news is we've learned a lot of important lessons. In the end, they usually do say something like that, but only after emotions have cooled and the damning details have begun to fade from collective memory. It's an apology that's not actually an apology, much less repentance, and it's years too late to matter in any case. But until then, that's all you're getting. Until then, no dissent is allowed. That's the first rule of Washington. But somehow Trump didn't bother to follow it. He is from out of town, so maybe he didn't know it was a rule, or maybe he just didn't care. Either way, 7.5 years later, we can point to the precise moment that permanent Washington decided to send Donald Trump to prison. Here it is. It's from the Republican candidates debate in Greenville, South Carolina.
We should have never been in Iraq. We have destabilized the Middle East. They lied.
Okay.
They said there were weapons of mass destruction. There were none, and they knew there were none. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, all right. Go.
And so now we can see. So let me read some of the comments, because Jacob was the one who sent that. And Jacob, if you want to unmute yourself and weigh in. The Washington, oh, this is from Jim Jackson. Washington forcing Ukraine to send its military to slaughter was one of the great atrocities of the century. Well, exactly. And we're funding it. But so that's now Jacob had theorized, and maybe others too, that it's possible that maybe Trump, in some of these classified documents that they were, or whatever, the documents that he had, I shouldn't have called them classified because they're unclassified by virtue of him having them, that some of those documents was information about the lies about the weapons of mass destruction, not to mention the whole Kennedy assassination and things like that. This is from Jacob. This is what I get from Tucker Carlson's monologue, is that Trump has a document that proves the weapon of mass destruction claim was a complete lie, and Trump is going to expose that as well as the establishment pushing the idea. When Trump said on February 16th, 2016, the Iraq war was an illegal action, his fate was sealed. This is not new. Look at what happened to JFK after Kennedy decided to remove advisors from Vietnam. What do you think?
I think it's true, although I don't think it's a document that says we know that weapons of mass destruction is BS, because the claim was almost irrefutable. Almost every government in the world has poison gas and other ones that you can call weapons of mass destruction. It's that Saddam Hussein was so pathetic at that point, he had none. I mean, they even have some good old mustard gas. Everybody's got that down in their basement, you know? And so right over there, we got a whole thing full of it. It's what people don't understand, that Washington and former congressional people like Tom Concretta can tell you, is based on one thing. And they all agree about it. Okay, the Democrats will ask for social programs that all the money goes to their supporters. It goes in the form of immigration, AIDS, it goes everything. Planned Parenthood, PBS.
Stuff. Right, yeah, PBS.
The Republicans, on the other hand, claim that they are for our military. They're strong for our military. So they demand that we put in more and more military spending as an offset to the social programs. Of course, the Democrats are more than happy to do massive amounts of military spending, because the military industrial complex also feeds them.
Right.
So they get half, and then they get half of the other half, and everybody's happy. We've just gone into trillions of dollars of debt. Republican candidates get money so they can remain in the minority, and the Democrats just laugh all over to the bank.
Right. Well, it is. It's about money. Oh, go ahead, Jacob.
Hi, I'm here. Okay, I'm here. This is my theory.
Okay.
Trump is a three-dimensional thinker. So what he's trying to do is get these people to admit, yes, I mean, they are admitting, yes, these documents are true and correct, and they should be kept secret. Then he's going to open up the document that shows that the weapons of mass destruction was a lie, but they voted to go to war. That doesn't include Trump. That includes Hillary Clinton, Paul Ryan, Romney, and all the other guys. Cardin, that guy from Baltimore, from Maryland. That shows that these guys voted to go to war on a lie. That's what that's what Trump is trying to prove. And if that comes out in court, when that comes out in courts, then the American people will know that the reason the FBI wants the documents back is they don't want this going to court. They want this all confiscated, and they'll make a deal. In the end, they're going to make a deal. That's what's going to happen, and Trump's going to say no. And he's going to say, no, we're going to open it up to the world.
You know, you could have a point there, because, okay, if let's walk through that a little bit. Because I also, though, okay. I'm going to talk, I think it's broader than
I have to
that.
Say, I don't agree with the brilliance of Trump. The Trump is always two steps ahead. I mean, that's really what QAnon was. QAnon was saying Trump was ready to dash them all because he knew everything. He didn't know everything, and he doesn't know everything. And I'm afraid if that's his theory, if it get the right judge, he'll exclude that from being evidence. No, that's not fair. Now they got a Trump judge, so maybe not. But
that's why, Jacob, they're trying to be tricky, because the prosecution, that's why they're using this whole national defense thing, right? As opposed, because that's the one way to work around it, because they're going to say, well, we can't release it. They're going to say we can't show it to anybody. You just got to take our word on it. And you could be right. I mean, that could be the where they were saying Rachel Maddow was like, well, he should plead, give him a plea bargain in exchange for not running for president. Right. But it could just simply be, we'll drop it if you give us the stuff back. Although I don't know. I mean, again, you're right. Trump would say no, but I think it's bigger than that. I think it's not just that he didn't go along with the war. I think that Trump threatened their entire money laundering scheme of the
whole the idea that, and he was partially for it during the his 4 years in office. He kept on saying, you know, we got all this money for the military. Well, everybody wants the money of the military because they split it even.
Right.
And of course, all the other social spending, the Democrats keep 100% of it. So it's always a losing proposition for Republicans who are always the party of the dumb.
And, you know, I'm going to throw in one other thing, Jacob, too, though, that makes me also lean in your direction. And that is, you know, Tucker Carlson, Trump isn't particularly bright. Well, he's bright, but I think he's not a genius. But Tucker Carlson is very bright. And that was a kind of to me, that smacks of something that Tucker Carlson has known about and wanted to say for a long time, but the hawks at Fox News wouldn't let him. Don't you
think? That's what I was going to ask you. I said, what would have happened if he had said that on Fox News?
They wouldn't have let him.
There would have been a massacre. There would have been a massacre.
The power would have gone out. Yeah, power would have gone out. They wouldn't. I mean, on one hand, they say, well, we saw what happens when Tucker Carlson says stuff that they don't want him to say. Yeah. So to me, I mean, Tucker Carlson, and I'm sure particularly now, has tons of sources. And I just thought that was kind of, with all the other stuff that you could say about the indictment, that was, I thought, I don't want to say weird isn't the right word, but it was an unexpected angle, don't you think? And I suspect that Tucker Carlson has information that we don't have yet that he's going to lay out. I mean, there was a reason.
I don't think it's based on some secret information. I think it's
no, the information is it's there. Mm. I think before Rush Limbaugh died, he dumped a lot of this stuff onto Trump. He showed Trump because he had connections. He had connections in the Pentagon. He had connections in the White House. He had connections. But what was the name of those papers back in the Kennedy time?
Pentagon.
It's Johnson time. It's not.
Nixon all in trouble.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There was the psychologist. Washington Post made a big deal about it.
Ellsberg.
Right.
So I think Tucker Carlson is looking. Listen, the Ellsberg papers also admitted a lot of things from McNamara's time that were lies. And we went to Vietnam. We went to, you know, because it was an experiment. For some people, it was an experiment. And I think that's what happened here. And I think Tucker Carlson has a lot of information up in his brain. And I think Trump has the same information. They could be going back and forth.
Yeah, okay. We could, you know, Jacob, I don't disagree with that at all. Hopefully we'll see.
Thank you, Jacob.
I do think that Tucker Carlson probably has more than just a theory, right, that he went on.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Jacob. This is from Jim. Look around. $5 trillion budget. Our cities are trash. Our infrastructure is trash. Crime, drugs. Where does the money go? Right back there, right? And then Charlene. This sadly is true, Charlene. The cabal doesn't care what we know anymore. Everybody I run into today is talking about Tucker Carlson's episode yesterday. Yeah, and then from Jim. Tucker has got a great, huge, brilliant target on his back now for that brilliant analysis. Well, he always has, right? And I'll give it to him. He's got courage about that. Mm-hmm. Want to talk about now the Senate, some of them going after the FBI, but
in the Senate, they had hearings.
But first we've got the names.
Give us the names.
Republicans. So we started off the show for those of you who kind of joined in late, some rhino establishment, coward, traitor Republicans voted against the House resolution to censure and fine Adam Schiff for his role in lying and spying on Donald Trump. And of course he's taking a victory lap now. So 20 Democrats voted, or 20 Republicans voted with the Democrats, 2 voted present, 4 didn't vote at all. So I know this is a little bit long, but bear with me. But I just think we need to keep, you're not going to find these names in very many places, and we need to know who the traitors are. So the Republicans who voted no, Armstrong out of North Dakota, Chavez de Ramer out of Oregon. So I'm going to print, I apologize for saying these names wrong. Siskamani out of Arizona, Cole from Oklahoma, Davidson out of Ohio, Fitzpatrick out of Pennsylvania, Granger out of Texas, Graves out of Louisiana, Keene out of New Jersey, Kylie out of California, Kim out of California, Lawler out of New York, Massey out of Kentucky, McClintock out of California, Molinaro out of New York, Obermolte, get the names wrong, out of California, Simpson, Idaho, Turner out of Ohio, Valdero out of California and Womack out of Arizona.
That is not the usual list of establishment Republicans. That's a weird combination. Some are in close districts, Republican districts, but that is not the usual litany of
what do you think? Because I think we have the Durham report, which says that Adam Schiff knew and everybody knew that the whole Mueller investigation and everything was a lie. And that, you know, so when Schiff was saying, I've seen the evidence, that was a lie. Right. When he voted to spend to launch the investigation, it was based on things that he knew was a lie. So I don't know, what would the danger be?
Well, you know, the danger would be, in theory, that the Democrats would do it to Republicans once they no, they wouldn't do that. And we're more principled than the Democrats, you know. And I assume there was not a single Democrat who voted for it.
No. Thomas Massie, Charlene, Thomas Massie also voted not to censor him. I'm not sure who the people, I haven't seen yet who the people were who voted present or who didn't vote at all. So not clear what they did in Colorado. Although, did you see Ken Buck, boy, we can count on him.
Yeah.
Ken Buck said, hey, you know, if Trump is, you know, convicted, which is stupid because it won't happen before the thing anyway. So he's going to weasel it till someone who's accused of being a felon. I just don't think I could support them.
No, because I'm so principled.
You can't. You can support Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney, but you can't support Donald Trump.
Right.
And this, you know.
He's just so principled himself, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So let's see, we got some comments here from Jacob. Let's get them primaried out. Jim, that pile of shit should be in jail. And then Charlene, they must have given those nobodies a trinket or two.
Right.
Yeah, shocker from Ken Buck. Like Ken Buck can talk, adulterer.
Right.
well, that's not a felony, at least. But yeah, I mean, that's just, and again, I think they're testing the political winds, although the polls still show that Trump is winning.
I think he's increasing his, I mean, you never know what polls will say, but I think just the scuttlebutt, you just feel more and more that now that, you know, of course, the Democrats don't hear anything and, you know, they don't, it isn't in their kind of media. But in general, I mean, it's looking pretty clear that the whole second impeachment of Trump, which is based on the call to Zelensky, was similar to the Russiagate one, when really Hillary and Bill had sold uranium to the Russians through Canadian intermediaries, and they just said, okay, great, we're now going to go after him as the Russian one. Here they kind of go, it's getting close to the Biden one. We'll impeach him.
Right.
On his call to.
Right. Well, and so now we can talk about the Senate hearing, because this was interesting. Although, here again, you know, you become used to anymore Republicans talking the talk, but not walking the walk, right? It's, you know, and I guess it's easy for them in the Senate because it doesn't, you know, they don't really actually, you know, their vote isn't going to matter when all is said and done anyway. But we did have some Senate Republicans, particularly like Cruz, Hawley, and Marsha Blackburn, going after the FBI. So what they had.
And I've never seen politicians go so. Blatant is the wrong word. So hard and really accuse them of being no more than criminals themselves.
Right. Yeah. So this is, they were talking to the FBI deputy director.
That's
Paul,
second in command.
Right. Because Ray was flying around in his private FBI jet someplace to Las Vegas. No, I'm not sure he was. Paul Abate, and why they're not handing over all these documents, and why did they hide for years the documents about the $5 million Biden bribery scheme with Ukraine? The one where he basically said, I mean, so, and whether I wrote down somewhere, the oligarch, Breitbart had this. So the person who apparently is a former Burisma founder, Ukrainian, Mykola Zlochevsky, he's the one who apparently paid Biden $5 million, kept two audio recordings that he had with Biden. Apparently there are 15, some with Hunter, some with Biden.
No, two with Biden, 15 with Hunter.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And this all was going down, obviously, in 2016, when this guy was under investigation for corruption and money laundering. And that's when Biden stepped in to get rid of the prosecutor. And remember, he bragged about that. He said, fire the prosecutor, or he won't give you American aid. And then magically, $5 million appears in his bank account. It's funny how that works. So the FBI had all this information. They had the whistleblower information. Apparently, they have the tapes.
Yeah.
And so Ted Cruz was grilling them on why they won't hand it over. So if we could please play Ted Cruz, number one.
Last month, a whistleblower brought to light the existence in the FBI of a report, an FD 1023, in which the informant alleges that President Biden and his family members engaged in a $5 million bribery scheme during his time as vice president. Deputy Director Abadi, is it true that the FBI has a report making those allegations?
I'm not going to comment on that, Senator.
And why is that?
I'm just not going to comment on information we've received, investigations, or
other
matters.
Do you owe an obligation to the American people to be candid about evidence of corruption by the President of the United States?
This is an area that I'm not going to get into with you, Senator.
Well, I understand you don't want to, and that's why people are mad at the FBI, because you're stonewalling and covering up serious allegations of evidence of corruption from the president. Yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley stood on the Senate floor and alleged that there are 17 recordings of this informant from Burisma, Ukrainian natural gas company. 15 of them are recordings, voice recordings of him talking to Hunter Biden. 2 of them are voice recordings of him talking to Joe Biden. Deputy Director Abate, does the FBI have 17 voice recordings laying out evidence of a bribery scheme?
Senator, I would add also that we've worked with the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, this is the Senate. We're the other side of the Capitol. This is the Senate. Do you have those 17 recordings?
I'm not going to comment on any investigative matters, Senator.
See, that's the problem. The FBI, and I've had this conversation with Chris Wray, too. This is why you are damaging the institution. The American people have a right to know whether there is serious, credible evidence that the President of the United States took a $5 million bribe. And by the way, if it's false, Chairman Durbin just rolled his eyes. If Chairman Durbin were interested in the rule of law, we would have a hearing on these allegations. But of course, the Democrats don't want a hearing on these allegations. And to be clear, if the allegations are false, you know who could disprove them? Joe Biden. He could call for this to be released publicly. But the FBI is stonewalling. Would you agree, Senator?
No one's stonewalling. The 1023.
You just said you refused to answer the question.
In response to a subpoena.
Okay, then why'd you refuse to answer my question?
The pertinent information is there, and I reject your assertion that the FBI is politicized.
Why did you refuse to answer my question?
I just answered your question.
Okay, so yes, you have a 1023. Do you have the 17 recordings, yes or no?
I'm not going to get further into this.
So you're stonewalling. You can't say I'm not refusing to answer your question, but I won't answer your question.
So, and I know that's long, but I wanted you guys to get the flavor of that. I'll play a couple more too that aren't as long. But I mean, that's Cruz. I mean, they were grilling the FBI, and for those,
and he had all the, you know, they've been working with this guy, and they say, okay, say I just won't get that, and then I'll, you know, and just say I, you know, we have very great men and women, and say, oh, I gave it to the House. I mean, he had all the answers they've been prepping him for, and none of them are working.
Right.
And he's going, oh, shit.
Right, exactly. He's like, well, and for those of you who are listening and you can't hear, the FBI guy did not look happy to be there, but neither did he look, he looked defiant, I would say.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The FBI is like, hey, screw you guys. I mean,
I've got the military haircut and I look very official.
So we're showing up at your house right now. Look what happened to Matt Taibbi when he testified. The IRS showed up at his house. We got people showing up at your house right now, Ted Cruz, because I'm sure, you know, we're going to indict you about something. But that wasn't just it. I mean, they were hard on him. If we could please play the Cruz number 2 soundbite.
FBI has right now an unlimited hubris that you believe you are unaccountable. You don't believe you're accountable to the United States Congress, and you don't believe you're accountable to the American people. And you are doing damage. The FBI is a great institution. When I go home to Texas, people ask me, should we abolish the FBI? Now, I tell them no, because you have heroes and patriots working for you that are catching child predators, that are catching terrorists. But you're sitting there happily erecting a wall to protect Joe Biden. Will you provide to this committee, not the House, the Senate Judiciary Committee, will you provide the FD 1023 and will you provide the 17 recordings so we can assess what is the evidence, the specific credible evidence that Joe Biden personally took a $5 million bribe from a foreign national?
Senator, we will work with this committee, you and other members, to provide the information within the parameters of the process.
Will you provide the FD 1023, yes or no?
I will take that back and we will work with our
team. So you're not answering that. Will you provide the 17 recordings?
We will take that back and we'll work with you.
So you're not answering that either. Did you investigate in any way, shape, or form these allegations?
Senator, once again, I'm not going to comment.
So you're not going to say whether you did your job?
I mean, it's just ludicrous, right? He's like, I'll take that back. Well, you're the deputy director. And that's, I'm sure why Ray wasn't there. Ray's busy, so he can't do it. I mean, it's just, they didn't. We already know. The whistleblowers are saying they didn't. This is from Jim. Even J. Edgar would cringe at this FBI from Dr. Donna. For him and Biden, this is chump change of $5 million. I reject your assertion. What does that mean? And Charlene, Cruz is talking tall as usual. Who was supposed to go up there and hold them in contempt and put them in jail? Grandma from Florida, all talk and no. Grandma's from Florida, all talk and
well,
no.
Well, you know, this hearing, the hearing is about reauthorizing Section 702 of the Patriot Act, which allows them to spy on Americans indirectly.
It's like they need permission anymore.
Yeah, right. And so even the Democrats, who obviously could care less, are saying we need some real reforms, and everybody's just laughing about it. Real reforms, yeah. So yeah, when push comes to shove, just like 20 Republicans voted to uphold Adam Schiff, there'll be plenty of Republicans along with all Democrats. Go, oh yeah, 702. We love 702. They're and have the part I liked about Cruz, you catch terrorists. We all know, but I think they don't catch terrorists. They in fact, you know, gull dumb, stupid, mentally retarded people into committing apparently crimes and then calling them terrorists. I mean, they don't do anything that's right.
That's right. Yeah. Well, no, you know, they walk around in khaki pants and trap right, American right. citizens. Well, that's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because then, it's a lot easier. This is a new FBI concept. So you make up the investigation script and then you play it out.
Right.
And, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know.
And you get mostly FBI informants or agents and a couple schmucks. We're the only people that didn't know that they're the ones that can be left holding the bag.
That's right. And from Charlene, they need to cut their khaki allowance. Exactly. Exactly. And we'll play one more. I think we'll just skip to the Josh Hawley, because Cruz was not the only one. Josh Hawley, who I think actually has been pretty good lately.
Yes.
If we could play, Thomas, we're going to skip the final Cruz and we'll play Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Abadi, let me just stay with you. You just started to answer Senator Blackburn's question that not releasing the 1023 or talking about it as a matter of life and death, question of life and death, you said. Explain.
It is potentially a question of life and death.
For whom?
With regard to the source of the information.
So, okay, so now we've confirmed that the document exists. That's progress, because the FBI director initially denied that it exists. Why did he do that?
We have already and previously acknowledged the existence of the documents.
Yeah, after you first denied it. Now, when a member of this committee read it, right, the FBI director, let's just get the record straight. The FBI director initially said it doesn't exist. Then Senator Grassley said, I've read it. Then he said, oh, okay, well, gotcha. I guess it does exist. Now you're going back and forth with members of this committee, what's in it. Why don't you just release it? Is it classified?
The document is not classified.
Okay. Will you commit to releasing it?
Senator, we'll take that back and we will work with you and this committee.
How about just a yes or no? Will you commit to releasing this unclassified document that alleges that the President of the United States has taken $5 million or more in bribes from a foreign nation?
The document has already been released pursuant to a subpoena to the House Oversight Committee.
Has it been released to this committee?
We will work with this committee within the parameters that are established to meet
Will you
request.
Release the document to the public? It's unclassified. Don't you think the American people have a right to see it?
Well, and I mean, what do they have to work with? Can't they just say, well, give the document over that they gave, you know, give the same stuff over that they gave?
Well, what they're saying is, well, yeah, but they subpoenaed it because their chairman is a Republican. Durham is a Democrat one, and he will not subpoena it, and therefore they don't have to turn it over.
In the meantime, none of the corporate media covered it. I think some of them didn't cover it at all.
Oh, I should
know. Trump having some documents with classified markings in storage, right? I mean, that's a felony that they should lock him up for the rest of his life for. But Biden taking a $5 million bribe, they don't even bother investigating that. Yeah. It's just astonishing. Hey, listen, we're going to we're going to cut out a little bit early. We have a all politics is local and it starts here. We've got money. You're right. Local money, and money. We're going to do a fundraiser for some school board candidates. Guys, I urge you to, and we can help if you need help as we get closer in the fall to the school board elections to find the true, patriots and the true grassroots conservatives. School board elections can be tricky because they're usually, they don't have to state the party.
They don't state the
party. But you can find out, you can figure it out by who donates to them. But anyway, so we're going to a fundraiser for some school board candidates because I think we all agree what's going on in the schools, they need help.
Well, Jacob says Tay Anderson is running for state.
I know.
Office. That's great.
Well, he's running for Leslie Harrod's seat. So,
excellent.
Probably win. I mean,
he'll probably win.
Then he can vote to defund the state patrol. Yeah. And then they'll get what they deserve. So that's going to wrap it for up.
Thank you, everybody.
Wait, that's something about Dave Williams. We got Dave Williams coming in.
Well, they just made a huge deal with the Libertarian chair and the Republican chair. Dave Williams have made a deal in which they will not throw in spoiler candidates.
The Libertarian Party.
Provided on the Republican side that they have people who at least uphold some of the libertarian principles,
freedom
and not have the government destroy you. So Bob Kirkmeyer would not get a endorsement from the Libertarian and shouldn't get one from the Republicans either. But it's a real doozer and a real plum in the hat of Dave Williams and the Libertarian Party, which I've been kind of annoyed at for 20 years now, and they did something really right. So kudos to them.
On Wednesday, thank you to everybody who contributed in the chat group, everybody on Zoom. All of our shows, again, you can catch at chuckandjulie.com. Thank you to Thomas, our wonderful producer who takes care of everything for us. And we'll see you on Party Friday.
Take care. Have a good time.